You are listening to The Potato Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. Today's episode is sponsored by GroupAg, post-harvest and storage specialists. They can be contacted at 208-356-7800. Today, David Alexander, publisher of Potato Country magazine, sits down with Alicia Todd. She is a dietary technician with a degree in culinary nutrition. Alicia joined us by phone to discuss potatoes and healthy eating.
We are joined today by Alicia Todd on the Potato Podcast. Alicia is a recent graduate of Johnson & Wales University in the Culinary Arts. Alicia, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too. Thank you. So what we're trying to do is find out what colleges are teaching about potatoes and kind of nutrition in general, you know, what's going on at the college level right now with potatoes. So let's talk first. What is your degree in and when did you graduate?
So I have a degree in culinary nutrition. I got my associate's in culinary arts, and then I got my bachelor's in nutrition. And I just graduated this May 2018.
Okay, so this is some fresh information right out of college then, and that's what we were after. What are you doing now? Have you found a job?
I'm doing part-time work at a hospital, and I'm a dietary technician at a hospital where I just kind of help people order their meals when they call for room service. And I also help like the kitchen prepare the meals, and then I deliver food to patients as well.
Okay, so in the hospital environment, I imagine they're using a lot of potatoes, a lot of spuds going through that kitchen.
Yeah, we mostly focus on mashed potatoes only because it's a little easier to count carbohydrates with mashed potatoes.
Okay, so carbs are obviously a concern with a potato because they're rather high in carbs, right?
Yes, they're a little bit high. I think we said 26 grams per like a medium potato.
Okay. And how does that compare to other things?
It's 26 grams, but it's a simple carbohydrate, so it absorbs more quickly into the bloodstream as opposed to like a cup of oatmeal, but that is a complex carbohydrate. If you ate 26 grams of carbohydrates in oatmeal, it would not be the same as like a medium potato, even though they're still the same amount of carbohydrates.
Not the same how? So as far as the bloodstream absorption rate goes, do you want it slow? Do you want it fast? Let's dumb it down a little bit here.
Yeah. So complex carbohydrates stick inside your belly a little longer and they burn more slowly, so it absorbs slowly and you're fuller longer. Simple carbohydrates like, you know, a cup of mashed potatoes or a baked potato, that would be absorbed really quickly. You'll probably be a little more energized because it'll give you that carb energy load, and then it kind of is gone more quickly and you're probably full within 4 hours, you know, as opposed to if you ate oatmeal, you might be able to go 5 or so hours before eating again, or at least feeling full.
What have they taught you at the university level about potato nutrition? National Potato Council loves to trumpet the fact that potatoes are healthy for you. They're only 110 calories per serving, fat-free. They're gluten-free, more potassium than a banana. These kind of things. Did you talk about this stuff in college, and what did they teach you?
We definitely learned about a lot of different foods. They didn't focus specifically on one food item, but I do know that potatoes, like you said, they are low in fat. I mean, fat-free until you start adding stuff to it. Definitely low calories. They are really healthy part of the diet. And mainly, I think nutritionists would recommend just always do small portions of those simple carbohydrates. It's got potassium, vitamin C, vitamins, and it's got fiber in the skin. I know it has some protein. Still kind of want to keep those portion sizes small. And I think they just recommend moderation with everything in general.
Okay, so that was the message that you got at the university level then is there's some potato nutrition, especially is somewhere in the middle, and moderation with everything, right?
Yeah, and just kind of to keep things a little more simple, so don't load it up with bacon, sour cream, you know, all the fixings.
Well, that's the stuff we like to eat, isn't it?
So, I know, yeah.
That, you know, that brings to mind Chris Voigt. Are you familiar with Chris Voigt from the Washington State Potato Commission? He, for 20 days, or no, I think it was like for 2 months in a row, he ate nothing but 20 pounds of potato every single day. And then there's another guy called with the Spud Fit Challenge. And I think that his website is spudfit.com. That guy dropped 120 pounds in a year. And I think all he ate was potatoes for an entire year. So, have you heard of these guys? What do you think of them?
I haven't. Yeah, I think that's really impressive because I could never eat one single thing for an entire year, let alone potentially a day. I think I was reading a little bit about that. The website that I was reading, it said the health benefits are all there. Potatoes are inexpensive. You know, you lose a bunch of weight. You've got a lot of energy. The only thing that I would be worried about is that, you know, you're kind of lacking complete proteins because the potato is not a complete protein. You know, you're not going to get all of your vitamins and minerals. You know, nutritionists also kind of say, like, eat the rainbow. So just eating one type of food, you're not getting the spectrum of, you know, all the colors and all the benefits of all the other fruits and veggies. And that's the only thing I would be a little bit nervous about for someone doing that for an entire year. And I think the SpudFit guy, he might have mentioned that it's really helped him change his opinions about, or the way he views food now. So that's really awesome that was able to change his kind of mindset on how he eats. I just don't know if that's feasible for everybody.
Well, we could certainly check it out. But when you said eat the rainbow, it reminded me about Skittles. And so let's not get off topic here. Let's keep to potatoes, not Skittles. How about this? Give us your favorite potato recipe.
Okay. I really enjoy russet potatoes, and they're really starchy. They can crisp up really well. So I always do just like roasted potatoes with some simple herbs. I like rosemary, thyme, and fresh garlic, and I'll just chop all that up. I'll cut the potatoes in like, you know, medium or like bite-sized cubes, and then toss all the herbs with it and some olive oil, roast it up, maybe like 350, 375 oven, and just until it's a little crispy. And yeah, that's how I kind of like them.
Well, that certainly sounds delicious. I think what I'm going to do is try that out here one of these days, and we'll call you back. We'll take a rain check and talk to you again at a future time.
That'd be great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for appearing on the Potato Podcast, Alicia. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. They do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.